Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Wrestling Weekly. This is New News 9, Part 3, the final part. This includes three minor Bedrock Edition updates, a Minecraft Legends update, and a snapshot that came out in between last episode and this episode. So, this episode should be shorter than the last one, because there's not nearly as much stuff, and I've highlighted the things that are worth noting in the Bedrock Edition update to make this faster for me to record. Instead of me having to skim through and find the things that I think are notable. So let's go ahead and start out with the snapshot. So this is snapshot 24W09A. This was released on February 28th. This is a slightly bigger than usual snapshot with lots of technical changes, a refreshed UI, another iteration of Wolf Armor, and tweaks to new features. So this includes many things, including updates to the Bogged. So the Bogged now drops two mushrooms, either both red, both brown, or one of each. They updated the Bogged texture model. Now, real quick, about the Bogged texture model. Oh my goodness. It is way better. Like, the difference is massive, and it is such a good update. Like, the original one looked very green. Like, the entire thing was tinted green, and it didn't have 3D mushrooms. The newer one has actual mushrooms at the top. It's got more, it's still got green splotches, but the green, but the parts that don't really have as deep of green splotches are now, like, kind of a darker gray, which reminds me a lot more of the mossy skeletons from Minecraft Dungeons, the Jungle Awakens DLC, and it is just such a really good texture change, so I am definitely in favor of that texture change. I think it looks really nice, and yeah, I'm glad that they did it. So the Bogged has had an updated texture. The Wind Charge removed, they removed the randomness from the radius of both Breeze and Player Shot Wind Charges. They did additional changes to the Vault texture to even further distinguish it from Trial Spawners. So this is now the third iteration of the Vault texture, not counting the one that was in the beta, or that was behind the scenes, that had blue eyes on the skeleton. And then changes. They've brought some changes to the Wolf Armor. The game's UI has been updated with a fresher look, and control picking a renamed block, such as a chest in creative mode, will now give a renamed item. So, Wolf Armor. The Wolf Armor will protect the wolf from most damage sources until the armor loses all durability and breaks. So, I'm trying to think. It looks like this is going to protect a lot more damage than it was until it breaks. I'm not sure. Actually, let me check real quick. Ah, so it looks like it now takes no damage from damage sources that are affected by wolf armor. So basically, the wolf is now very powerful if you have the wolf armor. So, I mean, that's a change, and I like it. So it protects against all damage done to the wolf, except for these damage sources. Drowning, freezing, suffocating, magic, thorns, wither, void, being outside world border, and entity cramming, and slash kill. So wolves are now very powerful. Like, they're not going to be killed nearly as easy, provided that you have the armor. It will show signs of increased breakage as the durability goes down. Players can repair the wolf armor with Armadillo Scutes when it is equipped on the wolf. Wolf armor can now be dyed in a similar fashion to leather armor. So you can now dye wolf armor. And it kind of gives these accents. You still see the main armor, but then it adds these accents depending on the color you choose. And it also says the wolf's owner can now repair wolf armor on a wolf. I don't know why they say that twice. It says that you can repair it, wolf armor, twice. I'm not sure why it says that. Maybe I'm missing something. UI. The UI has been updated with a fresh look, and I love it. So previously, you would see dirt background on every menu except for... I believe it, you'd see the dirt background with menus on every menu except for the main menu, the first part of the main menu before going to the settings, and, when you first pause the game. But now it'll show, if you're on the main menu, it'll show a blurred version of the panorama, and if you're on the, if you're inside of a world, it will do a blurred version of your world. And I think it looks really nice. So, definitely a good change. They've also made things more consistent, cleaner borders. They've removed the dirt background for the end poem and credits. However, I do think that they should allow you, so you can use the dirt background still if you don't want, if you want to keep that with programmer art, but I feel like they should make that a toggle or a separate resource pack, because some people want to use the new and honestly better textures without having to do the dirt texture, or without having to do use that, but then also have to do the dirt textures. The dirt texture. Some technical changes. Data pack version is now 33. Resource pack version is now 28. Play sound command can now be used without specifying the player. In a single player, when errors occur during loading or saving of chunks, a warning will be shown in a toast. Trying to join a single player world with less than 64 megabytes of free disk space will show a warning screen. And additionally, a warning toast will be shown periodically when while in game. Lots of technical changes. So many. There we go. And then there's a bunch of fixed bugs, which I'm not going to read them. Wind charges would never despawn. So I guess if they got on an endless loop, they would never despawn. Lots of other bugs. So yeah, that's the snapshot. Now let's move on to the Bedrock Edition stuff. All right, so Bedrock Edition 1.20.40 update available on Bedrock. And this was released on October 24th, 2023. So experimental, they rebalanced several villager traits. They updated and improved several in-game sounds. They tweaked the splash sounds when entering and leaving water. And buckets can no longer pick up liquids for a few ticks after they've been placed. So I've highlighted several things here that I thought were worth mentioning. Vanilla parody. They have, there's several things, but if you want to check them all out, there will be in the blog post that I'll make very soon here. More things on the blog later at the end of this episode. Falling from a great height while in a boat no longer deals fall damage. So you can jump into a boat and fall as however high you want and you will take no damage. Flowing lava and water mixing mechanics now match Java Edition. Camels can no longer dash while in lava or water. Iron golems no longer spawn naturally in two-block high spaces where they would start suffocating. Iron golems and snow golems now have a crumbling-like particle effect when they're created. I really like that effect in Java, so I'm glad that they brought that to Bedrock. Wither skeletons now have their own unique sounds. Stray cats will now play a sound when begging for food. And then experimental features. There are several ones. I've already talked about these in previous episodes, so I'm just going to read the main things here, what they changed. So they have villager trade rebalancing. They've changed the cartographer's trades, the armorer's trades, and they've updated structure loot, mainly mending in ancient cities. For those of you who are mad about mending, tons of fixes and changes. I'm not going to read them all, but there is one bug that I wanted to read. Fix an extremely rare bug. 0.000003% chance that could cause item frames to not drop their item when hit or destroyed. And then a bunch of technical updates. Experimental technical updates as well. Mainly with the script API. And yeah, that's Bedrock Edition 1.20.40. So next up, we have Bedrock Edition 1.20.50. So this came out on December 5th, 2023, and this includes the batch having a new look, improvements to decorated pots, like the ability to place items inside and smash them with projectiles, new experimental features from the upcoming 1.21 update, including the crafter and new copper blocks, the how to play screen has been completely revamped into the encyclopedia screen, and a wealth of improvements, fixes, and technical changes. So, new features. They've improved decorated pots, allowing you to store items in them. The bat now has a new look, and they've completely changed the how to play screen and created a new encyclopedia screen. So they've fixed several spelling mistakes, removed obsolete references to Old World, which was a style that they removed, and added missing references to Netherite related items. So that is now the encyclopedia screen instead of the how to play screen. Vanilla parody, vindicators, and invokers can no longer be spawned in a peaceful world. Experimental features, they added the crafter, the copper family of blocks, including chiseled copper, copper grate, copper bulb, copper doors, and trapdoors. The tough family of blocks has been expanded, including chiseled variants, tough bricks variants, and polished tough variants. And all of them can be crafted in the stone cutter and the crafting table. They've fixed a bug with the rebalancing on the villager trades, lots of fixes and changes, lots of technical changes, lots of technical updates, experimental technical updates as well, including changes to game test, script API, and API. And yeah, that's this snapshot. So next snapshot, Minecraft Bedrock Edition 1.20.60. So this update came out on February 6th, and this includes fixes to a whole bunch of bugs and parity changes, experimental features from the upcoming 1.21 update, including Trial Chambers and the Breeze, experimental armadillo and wolf armor. And this update appears as 1.20.61 on Nintendo Switch and dedicated servers, and on other platforms, 1.20.60. The contents of the update are the same. So, vanilla parity, a bunch of ore changes, nether gold ore can now drop up to 6 gold nuggets, previously 5, when mined with an unenchanted tool, or up to 24 with Fortune Level 3 instead of 20. Lapis lazuli ore can now drop up to 9 lapis lazuli, previously 8, when mined with an unenchanted tool, or up to 36 with Fortune Level 3, previously 32. The campfire now correctly drops 2 charcoal instead of 4 when destroyed by the player. Music disc name text now has the same color as enchanted items. Trail ruins will now be placed in the same location and configuration as Java Edition. Experimental features, they added the breeze, trial spawner, trial chambers, trial key, armadillo, armadillo scutes, and wolf armor. And these are all experimental features. The armadillo and wolf armor stuff is in one toggle, and then the 1.21 stuff is in another. Fixes and changes, performance disability changes, lots of other changes and stuff, and I'm not gonna go through all these because there's a lot of stuff here. Technical updates, experimental technical updates, including commands, API, scripting, and modeling, and yeah, that's all the stuff for Minecraft Bedrock Edition. So now, let's get on to Minecraft Legends. So, Minecraft Legends has now released its final Lost Legend and a development update. Seem familiar? So, this was released on January 10th. So, this is the final Lost Legend, which is Snow versus Scouts, where it's a brand new combat style in the game, where you focus on destroying piglin bases from afar using an enhanced version of the powerful redstone launcher. So it's like range, and actually, this looks really fun. This actually looks like a really fun Lost Legend, which I now have Minecraft Legends. So this is the last Lost Legend that they're releasing, and so now there's a total of 9 Lost Legends you can play right now. And there's a development update. So Minecraft Legends has had 2 major updates, and they've made a series of changes and tweaks to make the game better, and with that complete, they're now taking a step back from development. While they won't really be releasing any new content, like updates, Lost Legends, or Marketplace DLC for Minecraft Legends, the fun doesn't stop here. We'll be able to continue having a blast playing the game. And they're leaving one last freebie, the Bright-Eyed Hero skin, which you can claim now in the Marketplace. So the existing Lost Legends will remain available for free, and you'll still be able to reap the rewards if you claim victory. And they'll continue offering technical support to players, and they won't be removing any functionalities or features of the game. And PvP, so like PvP and co-op, will also remain fully functional. So you can continue playing whether you prefer to do it by yourself or alongside or against friends. So Minecraft Legends is ending development. They're keeping it up, so you can still play it. Like me, who just got this, like, a few months ago. So I will be doing a Minecraft Legends episode eventually. But yeah, that's all the news we have. So this episode is shorter, I think, than the last one. So yeah, now let's do the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by emailing me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com, sending me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. If you want to send me that voicemail, go ahead and do it now, because voicemail, you have until, I think, June to send me any voicemails before Spotify discontinues the voicemail feature. So if you want to send me a voicemail, you'll have to do it in the next 4 months. Actually, 3 months. because, well, basically 4 months, but it's going to be March by the time this thing comes out. You can check out, you can also leave a review on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, and I'll give you a shout out if you do a 5-star review, so with text, because that's the only way I can see your username. If you live in the United States, United Kingdom, or Canada. I unfortunately cannot read the reviews for everybody because I cannot view all reviews. I have to go through individually by country. And so I'm willing to check the ones where my podcast is most played in, the top three. But I unfortunately cannot go through all of them because that would take far too much time. So if you aren't unable to review me on iTunes, you can still send me an email and I'll still give you a shout out. You can ask me whatever you want. Or just ask for a shout out. Yeah, so, and if you review me, that will help me out a ton. It will help my podcast get more popular. You can check out my blog, which just underwent a massive redesign of the UI. It's much more modern. I've got a new, I've done several tweaks with the UI. It's a major UI revamp along with several tweaks with, buttons and things, just making it look nicer. So yeah, and I also put out the first description for New News 9 Part 1. So if you want to look at the links for that, you can easily do that. I will be putting a link to that post in the description of the episode, of that episode. So you can easily just click the link. And soon I will do that for all the episodes. They probably won't come out immediately. They might eventually start coming out immediately, but for now, they'll come out within a few days. But yeah, so this, that is, I think that's all I have. So, here we go. Alright, so that is now in the description, and I will soon be doing ones for other, for more of these. So, yeah, but this blog just went, underwent a massive change, so I highly recommend you go check it out. I've, the site is just looks a lot nicer, a lot less like a mom blog from 2006, and more like a professional website or a professional blog. So, I highly recommend you check that out. I'll be updating more things in it as time goes on. And yeah, so I will see you in the next episode, which will actually be a full episode. Next week, I will be doing my survival world. Finally, my new survival world. So be sure to check that out when it comes out next Monday. Hopefully, if I do it right. If not, then the next Monday. And yeah, I'll see you then. Goodbye. Also, a quick note, if in case you didn't notice, I might sound a little bit different. I'm having a super minor cough. So, I might sound a bit different. I'm not sure. But, yeah. Thanks for listening to the end if you heard this part. If you did, props to you. I don't know what else to say, so, yeah. Bye.